It's Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show, a Thursday night in Zebulon. A beautiful May night for some baseball here at Five County Stadium. Eric Bach joined by Brandon Bossier. Three-run home run and a triple last night for Boss and an 8-3 win for the Fred Nats. Boss, I was talking to Josh, who's the performance analyst during BP. He says you have three out of the four hardest hit balls this season for the Fred Nats, including that home run last night. Walk me through the approach in the eighth inning last night that led to the home run.
Yeah, honestly, I was just trying to get a pitch in my zone that I could hit hard and drive into the gaps. I wasn't really trying to hit a home run. I got down 3-0 in the count and was looking for the fastball, ended up swinging at a slider that was a bad pitch, but then I got the slider again, luckily in the zone, and put a good swing on it.
And now, two straight wins for the team here against Carolina. It felt like the wins were right there on the edge of the cliff. Now we've jumped. What do you think was the difference?
I'd say just the team coming together and playing together. Towards the beginning of the season, we hadn't played together that much. So I feel like as the season just keeps unfolding, that we're just going to get tighter. And I feel like we really started to do that last week. And then going into this week. And then our pitchers were just filling up the zone, getting soft contact and letting the defense work, and the hitters were just sticking to our approach.
And for you, this is year two in Fredericksburg. Obviously, you know, I don't know what you're feeling about when you found out you were coming back here, at least for the beginning of the season, but it seems like you've taken the perfect attitude about it, to be a leader on this team, to just work every day. Like, where does that attitude come from?
I'd say a lot of hard work. I know the work I'm putting in, and I'm just trying to be a leader and go at this with an open mind. I love it here. I love playing for these coaches, and the guys on the team are super cool. And my mindset is just to keep working, keep getting better, so I can hopefully move up soon.
And for you now, I mean, I think, just having watched every single pitch of Fred Nats baseball this year, that you're one of the unluckiest guys out there. So many hard hit outs. I mean, I think your stats are so deceiving, and that's got to be somewhat frustrating for you to feel like you're right on it but not maybe see the numbers say the same thing, although last night was a good night.
Yeah, last night the ball went my way and didn't find as many people as it normally does. But, yeah, it was definitely frustrating, but you know, I think last year I was a little bit hard on myself when I would do that. So this year I just tried to fix that and count those as a win for me, putting the ball in play hard. A lot of hard contact that was getting caught. But I try to keep my mind out of the sats and just do my thing and help the team win.
I feel like one of the reasons this offense has taken a big step recently is because we just finished batting practice, is because of the game you guys play, a situational batting practice. Seems like doing that a lot more this year than last year. Do you think that's helped the offense as a whole?
A ton, because I feel like we're not just getting into the cage during batting practice and taking our swings and trying to feel stuff. We're in there competing just like a game, and I feel like it's really translated, and that's why we're starting to win more games.
And your group specifically is a lot of like college guys, older guys. I mean, it's you, Murphy Staley, Cortland Lawson, Samian's in there as well, another returning guy. That group seems like it seems like you guys have a lot of camaraderie.
Very good camaraderie. I think we've only lost one of the batting practice games, so I'm really confident going into those games that we're going to win it.
And so now, looking ahead for your season, obviously last night was a good night. You've had a lot of good nights recently. What are you, when you go up there every night, what is the approach of how am I going to get on base and do well for this team tonight? What is that mental approach for you?
For me, it's just going in there relaxed and really getting my breathing under control, slowing my heart rate down, and just focusing on one pitch in one spot in the zone and swinging at it and putting a good swing on it. I go in there every night competing against the pitcher with that mentality that I'm going to beat him, and he doesn't have the stuff to beat me.
And for you, last one, because I know that we got to eat dinner, defensively, it seems like you've taken even more strides at first base. I know last year that position was still relatively new to you, but now you've got another spring under your belt, another season at first base. It seems like you're more comfortable there.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable at first base. I try to let the infielders know that, you know, wherever they throw the ball, that I'm going to catch it for them, just to give them have them be at ease when they're throwing and not really press. But, yeah, I worked a lot in the off season at first base as well, just with picks and different angles with my arm, and I mean, I feel really comfortable there. I love playing it, a lot of action, so it's been fun.
Brandon Boss here on the Frednats On Deck pregame show, starting at first base tonight for the Frednats, 7 o'clock first pitch. Thank you, Boss.
Thank you.